Democrats are not happy in Trumpville tonight. Trump has fired his campaign director, Brad Parscale. He'll stay on as some kind of a consultant. And he appointed a veteran GOP figure named Bill Stepien to take the reins. One thing Trump could be a little pleased about, the National Association of Police Organizations has endorsed him. All right, let me look at the coronavirus mess. This is interesting. A GOP lawmaker in Florida says his state is doing just fine, thank you, with the coronavirus, despite all the negative press and skyrocketing cases. This is a video on CNN. Tony Fauci says the coronavirus has the potential to reach levels of the 1918 Spanish flu. His former, well, I won't say friend, Peter Navarro says Anthony Fauci has been wrong about everything with me. Navarro slams flip-flop Fauci in scathing op-ed. Lockdown 2.0 will ensure that the U.S. remains in an economic depression through the 2020 election. I think that's pretty well a foregone conclusion. Georgia Governor Kemp bans Georgia cities and counties from mandating masks. Interesting. Oh, and there's a whole lot more. It's up there now. Alabama Governor Ivey has issued a statewide mandatory mask order. So you can see the chaos. It's just completely, it's like a ship without a rudder. There's no national leadership. There hasn't been from the beginning. It's bad. Henry, welcome back. Too bad we don't have good news to report.
Now we have a lot of bad news. It's getting worse, and it's definitely spiraling downward. And one story you left out was Trump now wants the states to report directly to Health and Human Services and skip over the CDC. So he wants to get the data.
I ran that yesterday, and I should have mentioned it. You're right. So the data will go right to Trump, ladies and gentlemen. Understand?
Right. That's it. He probably talked to his buddy Vladimir and told him, you know, you got way too many deaths over there. You got to take control of that. Look how low the deaths are in Russia. You know, we got the same virus, and hardly anybody dies. You need to control the data. And that's exactly what he's planning on doing. I mean,
that's
the deaths.
Well,
the
first he cut down the testing,
issue.
And now he's going to control the data, so he can't lose, right?
Correct.
He'll have this under control in a month.
It's all about how many cases die. And he was saying that he reduced the fatality rate 90%. There used to be 2,000 deaths a day, and it went down to 200 deaths a day.
Right.
And that was his focus. And Fauci said, well, the virus has a lot of issues beyond just the deaths that it causes. And that didn't sit well with Trump. And
no,
now,
this is the multi-basic cleavage.
Today, there were over 900 deaths. So his 200 number is obsolete. And I said it was just a transition number. It was going to dip down because you weren't getting anything from the earlier outbreaks, and it was too early for the deaths to accumulate from the current outbreaks. Mm-hmm. And so the numbers went down, and then they're going to go back up. So they've gone from 200 to over 900 now. And they're going to continue going up. They're going to go right up to that 2,000 a day mark that they were at a few months ago.
The IHME model, the new one, you saw that today, I expect. They're projecting now more than 224,000 coronavirus deaths in the U.S.
November 1st.
The election. That's right, by November 1st. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, and here's one for you. You'll love this one. You may not have seen it. The Tulsa rally. Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, a Republican of Oklahoma, has become the first governor infected, and he did attend the Tulsa rally. There you go.
Right. And there's Pecusa standing in the seats right next to the people that Herman Cain was next to. I mean, the blacks for Trump. They got the governor standing in the same seats, literally the same people that were in the photograph with Herman Cain are in the photograph with the governor of
Governor Stitt of Oklahoma.
And he said, oh, he doesn't think he got it at the rally. But today, Oklahoma went above 1,000 cases for the first time. Yeah, yesterday they got up to 900 or something, which is a record, and they broke that record today. So the numbers are going up in Oklahoma. I mean, Trump is just a traveling toxic waste dump. You know, he shows up, brings all of his infected fans, sans mask, and leaves behind a pile of virus and says, "Now I get checked every day. It's not a problem." So anyway, the numbers are going up. The numbers for today are pretty similar to yesterday. There were over 60,000 cases. It would have been close to a record. I don't know, the numbers being reported by Texas are a little bit bizarre. On their front page, they say that there were almost 11,000 new cases, but the total that they list is only a little over 7,000 higher than they had listed yesterday. So so I don't know what the discrepancy is. You know, there's about a 4,000. They only had 7,307 above how many they had yesterday. That's what's in the table. So if you take the 4,000 difference and add them on, then today's would be very close to the all-time high. And all three of the states that are leading all reported over 100 deaths. California had 126. That's probably not a final number, but 126 so far. Florida was 112, and Texas was 110. And Arizona was right behind with 97. So those numbers are all going to go up. And Trump, we got the lowest case fatality rate, isn't going to work unless he can get a hold of the data and do some type of nonsense and kind of come up with some fake numbers and say, see, it's going down again. You know, we looked it over and we got to straighten it out. Right. Right. That's his goal. His goal is to just come out with fake numbers, put them out there and say how good a job he's doing. Because he can't lower the virus. The virus is going up. I mean, the stories you mentioned about the mask. It's just insanity. I mean, these guys, Kemp went and overrode all of the local ordinances that require masks in Georgia. So various, they just shift these things back and forth. They go and they say, well, it's Trump says it's up to the states, you know, they're going to do that. And then all he doesn't manage it. He just complains about what's going on in the states. And then the states leave it up to the governors, and the governors are all over there. And then some of the governors said, well, it's up to the local cities to manage their area. And then they put an ordinance in. Masks are mandatory, and then the governor comes in and overrides it and says, no, you can't make masks mandatory anywhere in the state of Georgia.
As I said, it's all chaos, no leadership whatsoever. It's a rudderless ship. It's terrible.
Right. And the idea that they're going to, and even if they do it locally, it's crazy. It's like you're going to have the state, you know, this county requires masks, that county doesn't require masks.
Oh, yeah.
Nobody's staying in their county. People are going from one county to the other. And the idea is, well, it's high over there. They're 30 miles away. We're good here. You know, they're have to cross county lines to get to us. Who would do that? I mean, it is total insanity. And these numbers are going to go up in these states where they're just, the governors are just wackos. I mean, they're following Trump. They're putting this up. They think that the mask is something that they can't mandate. And that's probably the best control measure right now. And the numbers are just going to keep going up. And they're running, they're getting trailers in Arizona and in Texas because they don't have any place to put the bodies. And the numbers are going to continue to rise. They all have the Italian strain. It's going to spread locally. And they're running out of ICU beds. Running out of ICU beds in Florida, where they got 10 hospitals in, I think, Miami-Dade or Broward County that are out of beds. And they've got a lot of hospitals down there, and they're relatively large, and they're still filled up. And there's really no reason that it's not going to continue, that they're not going to do anything with masks. Right. They still allow for various gatherings. They still have some restaurants are still open. Yeah, they open them and they close them. They go back and forth, and it's just totally out of control. And then they're doing the same thing with Fauci now. They're going bouncing around on that. They got Navarro writing this editorial. And I mean, they kind of butted heads, Navarro and Fauci, over the hydrochloroquine, where Fauci said there aren't any, clinical trials to show that the drug does anything positive. You got to have a double-blind clinical trial. Everything else is just, all these other studies are just anecdotal. And Navarro doesn't know what an anecdotal study is. So he goes and brings up all these published papers on anecdotal studies and says, here, these are scientific papers that shows the drug works. And Fauci says, those are all anecdotal. And Navarro doesn't know what the word anecdotal means. So he said, I can read these studies. I got to, my training is in mm-hmm. finance, but I can read a study and interpret it. And these all show that the drug works. And Navarro doesn't know what he's talking about, whether it's financial or medical.
Who's been laying low lately? Jared Kushner. And the princess, right. They're hiding out. They know this ship is going down.
Yeah. And so Trump's doing his shakeup now with his with Brad right. Pascal is gone. He's got Chris Christie's guy with the bridge. The Bridgegate guy is now in charge of Trump.
Oh, is that who that is? Is that Bridgegate?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, it gets funnier.
Yeah. I mean, after he got done, Chris Christie was through with politics. So now he's moved over to Trump, and he'll lend a hand there.
Richard Stepien, I think.
Right.
Robert
right.
Richard.
He was with Christie, and the whole thing about shutting down the bridge and moving the cones and causing the backups because he didn't like it.
That's
the
like
mayor.
Baghdad Bob, almost. Remember Baghdad Bob?
Yeah, I remember him. But no, the other one was they were, the Bridgegate, they were deliberately causing the traffic jams because they didn't like the mayor in Hoboken
right.
or something.
Right.
And but in any event, it's it's definitely spiraling down. The numbers are going up. There's, like you said, there's really no one in charge. There's really no plan. There's really all you're going to see is how badly these governors in these southern states can screw this up, and how many people will end up dying. Now, I don't know if you actually get a true number, because Trump's going to try to hijack the data and come up with some fake numbers like they do in Russia. And I mean, that's why Russians call guys like Trump useful idiots. You know, they get on the phone with Vladimir and says, "Well, that's what you got to do. You know, you got to take control of this thing. And, you know, you can't just let anybody have the data. You have to get it under control. Otherwise, you're going to have all these deaths and they're going to blame you." And that's what the state of affairs are in the USA under Trump. And so it's just a lot of bad news. But Fauci, you know, is that I don't know what they're doing over there. It's just going to blow back on them, all the scientific community and media are going to, you know, attack Trump for, you know, trying to freeze out Fauci. But that's what they're doing. I mean, he's not in the meetings anymore from the group that's supposedly doing something about the pandemic. They're not really doing anything. They're just doing what they did before, which is not resupply the PPE. So the PPEs are going to be a problem again. And it's just a disaster. It's going to be a repeat of a couple of months ago. And these numbers are just going up. And then they're going to start trying to open up the schools. And the schools are going to be a disaster because they're going to have people that they're infected on day one when they open up the school. And they don't have the test kits. They've done nothing to prepare to open up the schools. They haven't got the number of cases down to a manageable level. They haven't done anything about testing. They haven't provided any funds or resources. They just say, open the schools. You have to open the schools. We'll take away your money if you don't open up the schools. And they offer nothing to allow for safely opening the schools. They've created an environment. The U.S. is number mm-hmm. one in the world. There are more cases. There are more deaths. The cases got up to 3.5 million today. So there's 3.5 million cases. There's like 137, 138, depends what who's counting it. I think it's probably, it's up to 140 on the worldometer. And they've got a 3.6 million as far as the number of cases. So, and the only reason they're number one is because it's totally mismanaged. I mean, this is from, you know, every aspect is bad. I mean, they didn't have the tests initially. They never really caught up on the tests. They have a big backlog so that the data is not really that useful. That if you got somebody that they gets tested and it takes a week to get the results from the test, then, you know, by the time you find out whether they're positive or negative, it's kind of late. You know, you can quarantine on the assumption that it might be positive, but you're going to have trouble enforcing the quarantine because the person knows that the majority of the tests are come out negative. I mean, if you got 20% positives, that's high. Yeah. So, I mean, that means 80% are negative and they were going to stay home from work for 2 weeks and not get paid when chances are 4 out of 5 that they don't have the virus. So they're not going to get people to quarantine based upon what they might have if they have the testing. And they can say, yes, you're definitely positive and you definitely need to be quarantined. And then they should actually test them when they're done quarantining to make sure they still are negative, make sure that they're negative after the quarantine period, and monitor them. And all of that requires additional testing, and they're not equipped to do that. And this has been going on since like, you know, February or so.
Six months. Do you know that the cost of tests is running from as little as $20 to up to $850? In a lot of different jurisdictions, I don't understand it, but this is reported by CNN. That's the spread and the cost of getting tested. When I remember Trump saying, if you want to get tested, you can get tested. No problem.
Yeah, anybody can get tested, right.
Now, for $850 bucks in one place.
Well, most of them are just not in charge, so I don't know. I've been tested. I never paid anything. So, you know, most of them are covered by insurance, and I don't know why the test would run at that level.
Yeah, let's see what CNN says.
It's a simple PCR test.
Right.
It's not anything that complicated.
CNN
complicated
says.
Part is collecting the sample.
Sure.
Yeah.
The list, CNN, the list price of a COVID-19 diagnostic test varies widely depending on the hospital, according to a Kaiser Family Foundation analysis released today, Wednesday. It found that large facilities nationwide charge between $20 and $850 for each test, not including the cost of the provider visit, facility fee, or other services. These fees do not reflect rates that hospitals negotiate with insurers for in-network care. They do not reflect those rates. While federal law now requires insurers, Medicare and Medicaid, to cover the tests at no cost to patients and provides funding to cover costs for testing of the uninsured, it limits to the federal requirements means that some patients may still receive bills. The typical list price for the test was $127, and about half of hospitals charge between $100 and $199. Nearly one in five price their tests at more than $200. So this is wide open. The price varies based on the type of test performed, where it's processed, that's underscored, and the manufacturer. Lab tests developed by the CDC were generally less expensive than non-CDC tests. Well, I'll stop there. Anyway, somebody's gouging.
Yeah, well, that's what it sounds like. And it's, I mean, and some of these tests are just not that useful because it takes a week to get the results. So, right. I mean, they're... you know, so that's just another one of the problems. So the whole thing is just totally mismanaged. Yeah. And it's at every level. It's at the level of, you know, getting testing. It's at the level of getting results from the test. It's at the level of, you know, PPEs for the healthcare workers. It's at the level of running out of ICU beds. At the level of running out of more space. And it's been going on for 6 months and is still out of control. And all indications are that it's going to get worse. The inventory for the government is down to a few weeks, it sounds like. So they're going to run out of PPEs.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
The states are basically on their own to get their own materials. So the government's not going to you know, they never really resupplied. And they're running around trying to find things. They're not invoking their War Powers Act or whatever it's called. And
DPA.
And it's going to be chaos in the fall because the virus is going to...
Oh, it's going to be hell, no doubt.
Yeah, it's going to be rampant. You know, it's hard to say whether it's going to be a new wave or if it's going to be the same wave because basically what's happened is this first wave has been so successful. I mean, usually... You have the first wave, and it kind of fades away, and then a second wave comes in to kind of replace it. And this
is that
one,
because of the multi, the cleavage? Is that has it been successful because of that? I know the policy is one thing.
No, it's been successful because there's no plan to control it.
Got it.
It's been successful because there's. It's just sitting ducks. I mean, the population doesn't have immunity, and they're doing nothing to really stop it. It's just there. They did their one plan that knocked it down. Some of the states, like in the Northeast, they went and they did control it, and they got it under control. Europe got it under control. Asia got it. Everybody got it under control except for the U.S.
We must look pretty absurd to the rest of the world.
We look pathetic. We look pathetic. They can't believe the U.S. number one. CDC is the premier agency for infectious diseases. Mm-hmm. And now they're talking about they're not even going to have the data. They kind of take the data and give it to Trump's cronies who basically are just going to try to extract something useful out of it that they can say, just like they used the holiday to show a dip in the level and go, it looks like it's leveling off. Last few days look kind of flat.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, those last 2 days are history. I mean, those were a week ago, and there's nothing flat about these curves.
These curves
are going up, and the deaths are going up. There's been no miracle drug. There's been no miracle, procedures that they might be treating the patients a little bit better, and those always work better when they aren't overwhelmed. And then when they get these peaks of activity and the patients keep coming in one right after the other, they get overwhelmed. They don't really give them optimal treatment and the ICU fills up and then the morgue fills up. And I mean, the U.S. has got literally 3.6 million, and then Brazil, which is, totally out of control, they got 1.9 million. Now India's up to almost 1 million. Russia's got 700,000. And then comes Peru and Chile and Mexico and South Africa. And then you get to Spain. You have to go all the way down to number 9 before you get to the countries in Europe. And
by the way, speaking of Brazil, Mr. Bolsonaro has tested again positive. He's like reinfected, they think, if it ever went away the first time. Second time he's tested positive.
Well, I can't say that I'm surprised, but these guys don't wear masks. He calls it the little flu. He doesn't think it's a big deal.
The little flu. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he calls it. Yeah. You know what China is on the list on cases?
Where are they now?
They're 25.
Wow.
There are 24 countries that have more reported cases than China. China's only got 83,000 cases. Officially, they have reported. I mean, what China has in cases, we do each day now almost. And we will be doing 83,000 a day. And we're not quite there yet. It got close to 70,000 a day. Fauci says it's going to 100,000 a day. China had 83,000 for the whole outbreak.
83,000?
83,000 cases, 4,600 deaths. So, you know, and we've got 140,000 deaths. So, and theirs aren't going up, and ours are. And they're going to get even higher because they never got the virus under control. And then the whole idea there, I mean, there's a couple elementary schools that are trying things out. They're going to be open this summer to see how it goes, to know what they're going to do in the fall. And, it's going to
be a disaster. I'm surprised they're not putting UV lights in all the classrooms. Maybe that'll happen. Here, Brazil's president Bolsonaro on Wednesday again extolled the virtues of the malaria drug hydroxychloroquine to fight COVID-19, as he said that he once again has tested positive for the coronavirus a week after he first announced he had become infected. I was medicated from the beginning with hydroxychloroquine with the doctor's recommendation, and I felt better the next day. Whether it's a coincidence or not, it worked for me.
Exactly. Exactly. You can jump up and down and click his heels twice and you're going to get that to work too. You can do whatever you want. Right. I mean, it's, you know, 80% of those infected are going to recover without going to the hospital. And they can, you know, drink bleach or run around in circles or...
Don't say that. Don't say that out loud. Henry was kidding.
Oil.
Snake oil.
Another wonder drug. So anyway, it really is spiraling out of control. I mean, Trump's, you know...
All right, let's do something fun here. Wait a minute. Hold on. I got it. We got that. Let's do something fun here. Let's say, for some unknown reason, you were called in to advise Trump on policy. This is kind of a quickie, but what would you tell him to do at this point, since he's blown it so badly? Not an easy answer, but just for fun. What would you tell him?
Well, number one, he should get everybody N95 masks. I mean, he should basically take over a couple of companies and say that, you know, we need several billion masks.
Defense and then, production
and,
act.
Right,
yes.
Right. And then mail those to everybody in the country. They're actually doing that in, I think one of the counties in Florida. They're actually sending out four masks, two cloth and two disposable ones to every resident of, I think, Palm Beach. And so you can start by giving everybody masks, and then you can, you know, it's hard. You're going to have to stop things and get the virus under control. You have to get the numbers down. This has already been done. This has been done in Europe with the Italian strain. It's been done in China with the original strain. It's been done in New York and New Jersey and Connecticut. They've got their numbers under control. And they basically had things locked down for a little bit longer than some of the others. And they waited until the number got low, and then they started opening things up. I mean, they're doing this in Europe right now. Europe, they're opening, they're going to school. They're opening up the schools over the summer. They're opening up the restaurants. They're returning to normal. I think a lot of people still wear masks. But they basically have eased up. You can get the virus under control. Now, I don't know that that's going to last forever, but it's not going to be what this is. I mean, this is utter chaos with no reason that it's going to get better. The only way it's going to get better is when, you know, the whole population's been infected and the virus doesn't have, you know, there's too much immunity. And it's not clear that the immunity's going to last for any length of time. So it's not clear that the virus won't come back again. But you can get the virus under control. And it's already been shown to work almost everywhere except for the United States, because the United States did it wrong. They didn't keep the lockdown long enough. They've got too many idiots that won't wear masks. They have too many idiots that won't allow there to be any mandatory mask laws. They overturned the ones that local cities put up to get things under control. And you basically, it's a health emergency. You take a guy like Trump and you say that, you know, you're a public health hazard. Just go away and sit out the next 3 or 4 months and be gone. You know, the Trump basically has done almost everything he could to do wrong. I mean,
would you tell him that, Mr. President, you've done about everything possible wrong?
Right. He's made it political. Made it, you know, wear masks versus don't wear masks. He doesn't wear a mask, so he sets the example that, look, it's not a problem. You don't really have to. He goes, he's all over the place from war on. Oh, we had to put the lockdown, and we saved 1 to 2 million lives. To, oh, this is kind of like the flu. He keeps calling it the flu so that he minimizes how bad the virus is. There's no central leadership. There's no distribution of resources. There's, you know, letting the states fight each other in FEMA to get materials. He hasn't gone. I mean, none of these are hard to make. To make a mask or to make a gown, that's not something that you can't do in quantity and convert a plant to do that. And basically, I mean, you pay them, they can make money doing it, but they just have to get the supply levels up, and they could do that. And even if there was a 1 or 2 month delay in getting everything turned around and set up to go, that should have been done in February and March. You know, it's already the middle of July, and now you're coming up on a new season, you know, a new school season. They're not going to be able to play sports. The sports are, I see them here. They're getting ready to high school. They're, you know, football teams out on the practice field, and they're practicing. And, you know, my guess is that they probably won't get past 1 or 2 games in the season, because they're going to get infected just practicing before the season starts in the preseason. It just doesn't work. That you have to get the virus under control. If the virus isn't under control, it's going to transmit. It transmits too easily. And if you bring students together in school, or you bring athletes together on contact sports, and you have them in close contact, that the virus is going to spread. It just isn't going to work. And so none of this is that hard. I mean, you can just look at Trump and say, you know, do everything opposite of what he does, and you probably get most of it right. He does everything wrong. I mean, I said this at the beginning. He is the worst person in the world that you want to be in charge of a pandemic. And he doesn't even take charge of it. He just sits around and watches TV and looks at who he's going to blame for the next problem and who he's going to fire. And who he's going to move around. He doesn't really have anybody replace him, because nobody wants to work with him. So that, you know, he's got all the best people, as he would say. You know, he's got all the cast-offs that he's got all these people in charge, and they don't know what the hell they're doing. They've never done this before. He's got nepotism everywhere. He's got, you know, his buddies. He gets, takes his advice from, you know, his buddies on the golf course. You know, that's or Fox News. I want to call it News Fox, whatever it is that they put on there. And these guys don't know what they're talking about. They think Ebola is a lot more dangerous than COVID, when there's been one death in the United States and two people that were infected through contact with the one case that died, and they both recovered. I mean, there's so much nonsense out there, utter nonsense. It has nothing to do with science. It all has, it's all politicizing the information, and it's basically dividing up the country, and it's just a disaster. And the virus doesn't care. The virus just wants to replicate and affect the next person. And you got these idiots that won't wear a mask or will shoot somebody that tells them to wear a mask. And you've got governors that support it. You got governors that support the nonsense that Trump throws out there. And then you've got all this divided up, where if local cities go and put an ordinance saying you have to have a mask, then the governor overrides it and says, no, you can't make masks mandatory. I mean, well, what is the big deal about wearing a mask? I mean, that is absurd. The only reason it's a big deal is because of Trump. There's no, it's not a big deal to put a mask on.
We called that from the beginning, Henry, when he didn't wear the mask. We made it quite clear that the messaging was huge. So.
Right. Yeah. I mean, he says, well, you know, it's optional. I'm not going to wear one because I don't want to. You know, it doesn't look good. You know, he's worried about the TV cameras. I mean, the fact that he's president, and he's in charge of this, and now he wants to take over the data and manipulate that so you won't have any idea what's going on. All you'll have is his interpretations of cherry picking some piece of information out of there. I mean, he's going to, you know, turn us into Russia, where they have these very low numbers of fatalities when they've got the same virus that everybody else has. They got the Italian version, and it's not that they're, you know, medical treatments are far superior, so they keep the deaths down. They just classify them as whatever, you know, heart attacks or, you know, kidney failure or something. And they just change the medical diagnosis and put it down as non-COVID related death. And it's only going to get worse. And it's just such a ridiculous situation. And that's why I say it's going downhill. I mean, they're taking Fauci, who's been, you know, he's advised like six different presidents. He's been doing this forever. And he knows infectious diseases. He can interpret the data. He said there's going to be 100,000 cases a day. There will be 100,000 cases a day. You know, sounded high when he said it. They're up to 70,000 already, and it's the summertime. And you know, for the drugs to work, you need a double blind clinical trial. And if it works, you'll see a statistical difference. And if it doesn't, you won't.
So we tell Trump, you know, he screwed up, done everything wrong. That first we tell him everybody has to get masks and use the Defense Production Act, the DPA, which you've already invoked to really force people to start making the kinds of PPE that Americans need. Masks, number one. All right. So we got that. What else are you going to tell him besides he's just a general dumbass when it comes to handling this thing?
Well, you have to do some, you're going to have to do some social distancing to kind of starve the virus so it doesn't have people to infect.
Right.
You just can't go about your business and pretend that, oh, it's a little thing, you can't see it, and so it's not a problem. And that's his approach. He's saying, you know, it's an invisible enemy, is what he calls it.
Ask Oklahoma Governor Stitt, huh?
Yeah, you can just look at these guys. They go, they hold these rallies, everybody's shoulder to shoulder. Nobody's wearing a mask. They're all screaming and yelling. Right. And Oklahoma is now got 1,000 cases. They've never had 1,000 cases before. And they got a former presidential candidate is, I don't know what Herman Cain's situation is. I really haven't heard a whole lot, but he's in the hospital. And now you got a governor, the first governor that actually has acknowledged that they're infected. And I'm sure there's a whole lot more. And then there'd be a whole lot from Arizona. And then he couldn't get enough people, apparently, for New Hampshire. So he didn't do that. He's still trying to set things up in Florida to give this speech that now nobody wants them to come there because they've already seen what happens. That's what I said originally, that I thought he'd go to each of these states very quickly to do his rallies, because within a couple of weeks it's going to be obvious that doing these rallies is just creating this toxic dump of virus that people that go to the rallies without masks are, it's virtually guaranteed that they're going to get infected, and then they're going to infect wherever they go. And it's just crazy. And, you know, he's got his guys going and pulling the stickers off the backs of the chairs because you're supposed to sit every other chair and it wouldn't look good.
Yeah. All right. The Democrat convention is August 17th. We're still a month out from that. And the Republican convention is August 24th.
Right.
A lot can happen.
The Democratic convention is going to be mostly, you know, online type stuff. There's not going to
be a virtual convention. Yeah.
Right. And I don't know what the Republicans are going to do. I mean, Trump, now they're talking about maybe doing it outside. They're running out of time. You know, they got to figure out what they're going to do. It's not that far away. And you know, it's not at all clear what's going to happen there. But, I mean, Trump's in trouble because the pandemic is a problem. He probably isn't going to be able to hide stuff very well as far as getting the data go directly to them as long as, I mean, these states.
He'll be the last person to get infected.
yeah, I think he's already been infected, but the states should continue putting the data up. I don't think that's going to disappear. So, you know, if you go to each state, you can kind of get the data and see what the numbers are. And the deaths are going to go up. And the Trump is just, he's going to be tied to this. And he should be tied to it. I mean, it's a total disaster. We're as far away from China as anybody. And we've got more cases than anybody. And there's only one reason for that, and that's because of Trump trying to control this. He's incompetent. He doesn't know what he's doing. He's in the category of being too stupid to know how stupid he is. And he thinks he can do everything, and he knows everything. And everything is everybody else's fault. So, you know, his poll numbers look terrible. So he's got to get a new campaign manager, and that'll fix everything. And
the bridge fixer. I got it. That's good.
Yeah, yeah.
Very smart. All right, Henry. Thanks.
We'll see. Okay. Yeah. We'll see y'all. Looks tomorrow, but it's not looking better. Okay.
All right.
Talk to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
All right, Dr. Henry Nyman, and that's our update for you. Okay. Wow. Tomorrow's Thursday. Okay. Have a good night. Have a good day tomorrow. As they say, be safe. Use common sense. Stay healthy. Remember, selenium, zinc, colloidal silver, and Allison C. All right. See you tomorrow.